Remember when Agnes prayed for people a few Sundays ago?
Yeah.
And she prayed for me and for my kidneys?
Yeah.
I got lab work done a couple weeks ago, and the GFR, which is the level that shows how your kidneys are functioning, it came down 2 points, and it's just 2 points away from being normal.
Praise God.
I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, you are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap or something. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Glory to God. You know, every answered prayer is a miracle. Amen. Whew, that's good news. Who else got some good news? Diane. Well, we do.
Barbara come over this afternoon and had
Barbara
supper
being
with
your
us.
Mother-in-law.
You had prayer for her Sunday?
Yes.
And she done this.
She was shaking all over.
And she says, you had prayed for her Sunday and said Monday. She was in the bathroom doing some stuff and said she was just trembling all over and said she had a come to Jesus meeting on the devil and she ain't been doing it since.
Boom. All right. That's how you do it.
That's all right.
That is how you, who else has some good news?
I
know, but we don't all need to hear this good news.
I had skin cancer on the side of my leg. And when I went in there for the pre-op, he said, well, it looks to me like it's already receded. And I said, well, I don't know how you feel about us religious folks, but I've been cursing them cancer cells to the root. He didn't say a word. So then when I went back the other day to let him look at my stitches, he said, you know, that thing had already receded when we went in there. And he said, there was nothing in the margins and there's no cancer cells. And I said, well, hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Praise
so,
God.
So, you know, it pays to curse cancer cells.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yes,
Amen.
They have to obey us.
They do have to obey the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They do. Wow, that's a great report. Great report. Anybody else? Ann has some good news. Speak high and loud.
Yeah. I had some problems with my right eye. I went to the doctor in January, and he was so shocked because in my right eye, I didn't hardly have any vision. So he called it some long word.
He called it macular edema. No, not that word. Thank God.
Amen.
It was just it was swollen in there. And
he said, first he said, maybe send you to a specialist, go and do that. He said, but I think what I'll do is I'm going to try this medication myself. We'll try it. And I said, well, what would you do? And he said, try the medication. So I did. I stayed on it for 2 weeks, went back to him, and he was amazed at how much better it was doing. Then I went back today, and he was really amazed. And I had told him, I said, I've been praying for you that you would have wisdom and that God would restore my eye. And he said, like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can see 20/20.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
Woo!
Woohoo! That is great news. And if you're struggling, your eyes are going to be fine, girl.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! God's good.
Praise God.
Anybody else?
It's my 70th birthday.
It's your 70th
my birthday?
Oh, your Steph's birthday.
My Steph.
I thought you said your 70th birthday. Does Diane look a day over 70? No. It was your Stephanie's birthday. And she's 70, right?
No. I'm going
to
tell her you said that.
Go ahead. I'd rather have her after me than you. Amen. 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 Okay, anybody else? Anybody upstairs got good news?
I'm proud Lily's here.
We are proud Lily's here. And, Hallelujah. We didn't have anything cooked, and she still came up here tonight. So we're very thankful. She must have a hair appointment tomorrow.
Send money.
Yeah. I think she's going to buy a car tag that says send money. Wow. It's great to be blessed. It's great to have healthy children and blessed children.
Yes.
Cooper leaves Monday. That's what I was thinking, Monday the 26th. I am so thankful. I know everybody knows you guys and Cooper have been praying, and we've been praying. And that this will be a very positive thing for him, you know. And so it's Monday morning, I guess, early. So anyway, and he'll be going where? To South Carolina? Fort Jackson, South Carolina. So anyway, so praise God. We appreciate Cooper. He is a fine young man. I just can't believe he's this old and going to go to the army. Makes me feel so young, Freddie. What about you? Okay. Anyone else have good news? I guess that's it. Nobody else up there? Virgil, got any good news?
Julie what?
Julie what?
What you got, Julie?
Oh,
he said, Julie let him stay hanging around.
That is good news.
That is good news. It's better than hanging alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Okie dokie. Good news. Do we have some worship going on up there? Don't y'all appreciate those people upstairs?
Yeah.
Amen. Have some missing. What about Karen? Does anybody... Have you talked to her lately? We need to all just go see her, I guess, or something. I don't know what. Is she able to drive and do stuff?
Yeah, she's there Friday.
Well, we need to go see that girl.
She's doing therapy.
I know she's doing therapy.
She's out driving.
Well, we need to get her driving to church. Because we need her and we miss her.
I sent her a text.
Good. Thank you.
Monday, I think it was.
Good. Yeah.
But I said, we miss you a lot.
Yes, we do. She's main cog in the wheel, especially upstairs, don't y'all think? Anyway, God is good.
Yes.
Father, as we worship you tonight, we lift up Karen to you. And Lord, she's been through a tough ordeal. And Lord God, we thank you that you have made a way for her that was no way. And that, Lord God, you're causing her arm and shoulder to be stronger and stronger and stronger every day. We thank you for all the praise reports that were given tonight. And Lord, we give you praise. As we worship you, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that you're always there. You're always faithful to us. And Lord, that is such a blessing. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me.
Praise God. Let's just sit here a moment and bask in this. I just want to worship Him tonight. Yeah, I just want to worship. I just want to tell you, Lord, how much I love you tonight. And as we walk in this world, we don't walk as mere men and women. We walk as children of God. Your Spirit is within us. There's different air that we breathe. God, I thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your name and your word. Thank you, Lord God, you chose us. You chose us, Lord. And you have blessed us so much. Lord, may we conduct our lives in such a way that it reflects your goodness and your glory and your splendor, your wisdom and your honor and your faithfulness. Oh, we want to worship you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just open our hearts and arms up to you. Lord, just receive our worship, receive our praise. And Lord, we thank you that the Word of God says the only sacrifice we have is a sacrifice of praise. We really don't have anything to offer you, God. I couldn't really buy you anything. But you don't want that anyway. You want our love and our faith. Lord, we have faith, and that proves, Lord, that we understand and we say and acknowledge that we can't make it without you. That's why we pray all the time. You are our source. No one can take your place. When we need a miracle, you're there. When we need whatever, you're there. Always with a yes, because we come to you in faith, and the curse is gone. It's all blessings now. It is your will for your kingdom to be on earth, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord God, may we conduct ourselves here if we would in heaven. Lord God, may we do the things that we should be doing, the works that Jesus did, and even greater works. Thank you, Lord God, for the bodies and the minds and the people that have been healed here at Faith Outreach and all the situations, relationships, finances. Lord God, it's just remarkable what you've done in 43 years. But, Lord God, we're just beginning. Lord, I thank you for the hundreds and hundreds of people that are looking, Lord, for a God like you, that are looking for great and mighty things to happen. And Lord, that's you. We worship and adore you tonight. You are awesome, God. Awesome, God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit. Receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Receive the goodness of God. That's the air that we breathe. Thank you, Lord God. It's holiness, it's power, it's victory. Lord, stir up. We stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit within us. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we're looking for something big to happen. I sense it in my spirit. Something big is going to happen. We thank you for it. It's almost like an explosion. Something big, something good is going to happen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, that we're not like the world. We don't live by what we see or hear or feel so much as we live by faith. And that puts us into rare air, the air of faith, where we do business in the kingdom of God by simply asking, believing, and receiving and doing, Lord God, what you'd have us to do. Lord God, there's no problem we could ever have that's bigger than you. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Dina, there's a strength coming to your legs. Hallelujah. In the back, I need that myself. Hallelujah. Strength to your legs. Let's say it like this. In Jesus' name, my legs are strong. Amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Have I got anything? Oh, I love Wednesday nights. We just get right into it, don't we? Thank you. That helped me a lot. Sun came up, Andy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go. We'll just touch base with this. I think this is the Holy Spirit. Lamentations chapter 3. It'll be that real bright and shiny page in your Bible, because when's the last time you read Lamentations, you know? Well, what's happening here? Jerusalem's been destroyed. Jeremiah the prophet, he's a weeping prophet. I mean, it's not a good time for the nation of Israel. It is a bad time. And he's lamenting over what all is going on. And we tend to lament at times when things don't go right and we don't really understand. Jeremiah knew what the old covenant said. He's the prophet of God. That you're going to be blessed. You're going to all these things. But then he said, well, why not? What's happening here? Because the people were not obeying the Lord. But you see, now we have an advocate. We have someone who took our place and all our mistakes and all our indifferences, and Jesus hung on the cross because he did it on purpose. He did it with a purpose. He did it to redeem you and I from being in a position where we don't have to lament all the time. We can rejoice all the time. New Testament says, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Amen? Old Testament doesn't say that much. It's, oh me, look what we're going through. And they brought it on themselves. Amen? So what does it say here? Look, there we go. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Can someone say it's a miracle I'm still alive? I mean, from what all we've been through and done, and we won't call Larry and Andy's names and Freddy's. See, they're far away. They can't catch me. 23, please. Oh, that's, and we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. Now, we know that he is faithful from Genesis to Revelation. From beginning to end, God is faithful. Aren't we glad about that tonight? I mean, really and truly, as best as we are as human beings, as much as we love each other, we can't always be there and do everything that needs to get done, can we? But God can. And that's the beauty of it all. The power of the Spirit of God. Ooh, the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is just alive with angels. It's alive with God and his presence. And when he says it, something happens. And it's alive of worship. It's alive of those seraphims crying, holy, holy, holy in his chamber. And the pillars of heaven are shaking. Going to be real quiet in heaven. It's going to be one of those silence. No, it's not going to be quiet in heaven. No, no, no. It's loud in heaven. I like loud. Amen. 23, please. They are, let's go back to 22. I'm sorry. It is of the Lord's mercies. Everybody say mercies. Now I go to 23. They are what? The mercies are new every morning. How many of us, and we can all lay on our back and stick up both feet and both arms and say, I need the mercy. Thank God for mercy every day. God's blessings, God's his attitude toward us is of such love that you and I can't quite describe it. After we get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, particularly, that love's been put on the inside of us. The love of God, according to Romans 5:5, says the love of God. Let's just say that out loud and let that sink in for a minute. The love of God. Now, what does that talk about? Can you just describe the love of God? Well, just think about the cross. He was innocent. He was innocent when he was born. He was innocent when he died. But he went to hell, paid the price for a sinner whose name was Jimmy Bryan and Ann Bryan. Who are the big sinners we got in here? Okay. He died for us because he loved us. And he desired a family. You see, we are God's creation. Adam and Eve were formed Adam was formed out of the dirt. Eve came along later. Look what we got for a rib. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. It was good. Amen. But God made us in this image. I would think that Adam and Eve looked a lot like we do today. Amen. I mean, we have two eyes and two arms. You know, we're not, what do you call those monsters used to be on those horror stories? Had Cyclops. We're not a cyclops. One big eye. We got two eyes. And we're also made in the image of God. He looks like this. Jesus looks like this. Amen. Do you ever wonder what Jesus really looks like? I want to look into his eyes. What about y'all? I can only imagine, though, what I'm going to do. They are mercies. Our mercies are new every morning. I got up yesterday morning and said, glory, thank you for all the new mercies, God. I am covered with mercy today. Hallelujah. That's forever. Can we count on that? Or that's just the old fairy tale. No, those that believe God and love God, born again in God, have been changed into new creatures. We don't live like we used to live. Say amen, Lynn. We're all going to say it for you. Thank God Lynn doesn't live like Lynn used to live. Amen. And we all can say that. Because we tried to please God through doing good, but I couldn't do good enough, nor long enough. You can never do good enough, as we all said for years around here. You can't bake enough pies to get to heaven. You can't do something to make God, that's the Old Testament. You can't keep enough commandments to please God. What is Hebrews 11? Stay right there, don't move. Hebrews 11:6, does anybody know what that says? It is impossible to please God except by faith. And these people going to church, I used to be one. Well, I don't believe in that faith stuff. Well, we're not pleasing God because he does everything by faith. That moment in time when he stepped out and said, let there be light. That's faith. The image was formed on the inside. He said it with his mouth. It came to pass. Guess how you and I going to do it? Mark 11:22 says, have the faith of God. We don't get a Walmart faith. We don't get a secondary kind of faith or a human faith. Human faith is good. It's better than human fear. Human faith is good, but it's very limited because it gets to a point where your mind and your vision and your five senses just can't handle a miracle. It can't handle curse. Cancer cells being cursed in a body, or an eye being healed just like that, you know, immediately almost. That God's wisdom was in all of that. And she wasn't telling a story. Her vision was 20/70. 20/20 today.
Glory. Didn't even change
glasses. Didn't even change glasses? Nothing. And you all know this, and not just drawing Ann out, but it's just because I have to live with her. I get to live with her. So I say it better. Did I do better? Get that on video. Get that on the tape. When you have sickness and stuff, Diane, you know, when you say the word cancer, well, the devil's right in the middle of that. You can't see. I mean, hey, fear. Fear comes along. Well, fear is always the opposite of faith. Let's just get this understanding, and I'm preaching to me, that Father God and Jesus, Holy Ghost, They're not afraid. They're not quaking in their boots tonight and thinking, oh, I hope, you know, what if Trump doesn't get elected? Well, what if he doesn't? God's still God. I hope he does get elected, but God is still God. And if we, with that kind of an attitude and relationship of faith, I know my daddy's got me. And I can call his name and he's going to come and help me out. Daddy, my car's broke down. I remember that one night. Gosh, it's been 100 years ago almost. Not that quite, but that one. We had Ann and myself and Linda was with us. My daddy's 1960 Pontiac. Larry, it was as long from me to you. We had gone to South Tilla to a basketball game. It wasn't four lane back in the days, y'all. And it was the shoulder in the row was not very wide either. Well, guess what? It's dark. It's night. And the lights start going out. I'm about 12 years old, I guess. I'm about 15, 16. So what do I know? Nothing except I'm scared. So we pull over. But you know, we pulled over, the lights had gone out, and I didn't know anything about where we were. I just knew we were somewhere between South Tilla and Tupelo. And it used to be a truck stop up there. You might remember it. I don't remember the name of it right now, but it probably was not one of the better establishments in town. But anyway, I get out of the car. Now, you won't do this today. I hope you don't do this today, because you got a cell phone today. Lily, you listening? I get out of the car, and I flag down the first car. And there's two old boys in there, and he said, what do you want? And I said, car's broke down. I need a ride. They said, get in. I got in. We were up to that truck stop. I got on the phone. Daddy, car's, lights gone out. It's not, it's just gone dead. Where are you? I said, I'm on the side of the road between Tupelo and South Tilla, but by this truck stop. I'll be right up. So he comes up and gets us, and I think we have it towed in. At the truck stop, happened to be a highway patrolman there. And I told him, I said, sir, my car's up here. It's broke down. Don't write me a ticket, please. But if you'll just watch it, because it's not out of the road real good. I couldn't. And he said, okay. And then Daddy came and picked us up. And after that, I don't know what happened. Car got fixed. Larry, you know, your road's out there pretty bad. Our road where we live is pretty bad. A lot of y'all live on bad roads probably. But the road at Brown Bottom where Ann lived, my uncle Paul Siss was a supervisor there. And it had more holes than it did gravel. I tore up four of Daddy's cars and wore them out going out there. Big old Pontiacs and stuff, you know. We dated a long time. How many flats did we have, Ann? About 18 or 20 flats. Debbie and Dennis came to our rescue one time. Linda Sue was getting married that night out at Sid's house. And we had left your house and got on there to the curve where Miss, what's her name? Huh? No, not the curve out there at Brown Bottom. Turn it back to the left. Scruggs. Miss Scruggs lived out there. All right, we got right there. Boom, have a flat in that big old Pontiac. We got them old bumper jacks, you know. They're good, but they can also be deadly. I get that thing jacked up. It keeps falling off the jack because it's like this. Here comes Debbie and Dennis in that little green Datsun pickup. You got to remember now, this road is like corduroy. Here they come. And they get out to stop. And Dennis and I pushed the car. He pushes the car, and one of us jacks up. We get the tire changed, and then we went on. Went to the wedding. And then went to the drive-in. That's the good old days, isn't it? I mean, we ain't got a care in the world, man. We got the tire put on. We're going, got a spare now? No, old spare I got's on. And we're still on those. You see, they grade those roads right to the middle. And all the glass and all the nails, all comes right in the middle of the road. Freddie, you know. And you hit that stuff and you just, I'm serious. We had probably, Frank Riley could know every one of them. He probably fixed every one of them. And just 20 so flats. I must have really loved that girl. I love the family, right, Debbie? Yeah, that's why I love Debbie. Mama, Papa, all of them. But you see, your daddy's faithful. God is more faithful than any daddy you'll ever have. And he won't scold you. He won't get the belt either. You know, God is not like that. Why? Old Testament God might have got your, he might have skinned your head. But we don't live in Old Testament. We live under grace. We live under mercy. New every morning. Hallelujah. And he daily loads us down with benefits. Woo! Benefits. Anne's benefit is this. I can go on Amazon and get a new dress. Set to my own home den. I don't need credit card. They're new every morning. Great, let's say that loud. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm telling you, this is one of the least talked about subjects, but one of the more important ones. Just God being faithful is a humongous blessing. He's not moody. He's not, well, you know, you didn't do this. He never says that. He's love. He always says, I forgive you. But we just need to acknowledge him. We need to turn toward him. Why is it we want to run from God when we get in trouble instead of turning to him? Amen. But we need to turn to him because he is our advocate. Amen. As we read last Sunday, 1 John 1:9. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Nobody else can do that for you. You can't hide from God. How many of us tried to hide from God? Several of us tried to run from God. You can't outrun him.
No.
He's everywhere you try to hide. Right. Nothing. We used to play hide and go seek all over town, us boys. But we could never, you know, you could hide and not be found. But with God, he knows where you are all the time. Right, Dina? He knows you're in the good spot and bad spots and all kinds of spots. And he has, what does he have for you? Mercy. How far can God's mercy go? All the way down. That old song that old Robert used to sing, he'd roll up his sleeve. And he would sing it because he's like me. He's not a singer. But anyway, he said, God rolled up his sleeve and reached way down and brought me up. Wow. Well, he reached way down to get some of us. What about those Reese girls over there? Did he reach down for y'all? Way down. Come on, Mama. You got one of them sitting beside you. You got at least way down. Did get y'all out of Bigby over there. God knew right where Bigby was. Right where y'all live. Isn't that amazing? And he still does. He's got a good GPS. He knows right where you are. Wherever you are, that's where you're at. Don't forget that part. That's the revelation. Lynn, did you get that? Yeah. Write that down now because you'll need it. Wherever you are, that's where you're at. Faithful. Okay. Time flies, doesn't it? Let's go to Psalm 57. Let's don't go to Psalm 57. Let's go to Jeremiah 1:12 again, please. As you're turning to Jeremiah 1:12, I want you to listen to this. You can depend on God. Well, some people said, I tried it, but didn't. That's the problem. You don't try to live by faith. You don't try to depend on God. You just do. Well, he hadn't showed up yet. He's coming. He's coming. The next breath, he may be here. He's coming. Can we say that out loud? He's coming. He's coming back. I'm telling you right now, with all of my being, I believe that heaven is hurtling toward earth so fast, we better be ready to embrace it because it's about to boom. That may be that big thing God's going to do here. We'll see. Then said the Lord to me, Jeremiah the prophet, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. What does the word hasten mean? It means I will not sleep till this gets done. Of course, God doesn't sleep anyway. But for us, that for me, that was a very good way to understand how tenacious God is about this. He watches over his word to perform it, every bit of it. And our faith comes by hearing God's word And then he responds to that faith and he watches over his word. He said, that's a promise. They're believing for it. I'm going to do it. They said it. They believe it. I'm going to do it. They said it out loud. They said it. They believe it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Not if, when, where, but just believe he's going to do it and he will do it. Brother Hagin would say it like this. If you get ready to stand and stay in faith for a long time, it won't take long. If you say to God, God, I'm gonna stand in faith ever how long it takes, it won't take long. Brother Hagin said something else I just thought about. And of course, he's a great faith preacher, and that's what he's. But also, he's made this statement. He said, I've taught more on love than I have anything else. And he said this. He said, I have realized, and this is Brother Hagin's quote, I have realized that I keep my healing stronger, my health stronger by walking in love than I do believing for it. Because love makes faith work.
Right.
Love is always the higher. I mean, that's who he is. That's who you are. Let's just say it out loud. We'll take a little, little spiritual strength here and courage and say this. I am love.
I am love.
I'm not loved, but love. Yeah. The love of God's in you. Well, who's the real you? It's not this Julie I'm looking at. It's the Julie in you. It's that spirit in you that when this body dies, your spirit's going to heaven. That spirit is love because God changed it, and that's all he can do because he is love. I am love. Takes a little courage. Religion don't like that. People on the sidewalk at cafe don't like that. Because you're saying something that's shocking to them and you're comparing yourself. Look, I am, come on, Lynn, help me out. I am a child. What would John Max say? I am a child of God. He was probably, what, 3 at this time? I am a child of God. You can knock it out of him with a baseball bat. We need to get there. That's my Father. That's my Savior. That's my Holy Ghost. That's him inside me. My body. I've been bought and paid for it, bros. So have you. Those numbers have already come down. Boom. Receive it right now. You got faith to get it? Get it. Anything else in here you need, you got it. You got it. Thank God for doctors and nurses. I appreciate them. I go to them. But let me tell you, they can do it, but only God can heal you. Only God can heal you. Amen. You nurses, y'all probably know things that couldn't even think about. But the medicine is great. It does wonders, but only God does actual healing. They can do surgery. It can cut you, stitch you up, but only God can cause it to heal back. It's wonderful what they can do. And that's a blessing of God. That's a mercy of God. Amen? Uh-oh. I'm down to 2 minutes. Jeremiah. God will hasten his word to perform it. For all of us here tonight, when you release your faith, God, well, I'll get around to it, Diane, next week. I ain't got time right now. David, I'll take care of that later. God never puts you off. He's got his Holy Spirit. He's got innumerable angels going to minister for you all the time. Amen. Isn't that good? They're here tonight with you. Some of us got more than one. Diane's got 7 or 8 probably. She needs them, don't y'all think?
Amen.
Diane, if you were to ever leave, nobody could take your place right there because you get picked on all the time. All right. Let's just stop right there. Do we understand that you can take away our freedom. You can take away so many things in life, can get gone, but nobody can take away God's faithfulness toward you. He's going to be faithful toward you. Yeah. You can be in prison, and God will be faithful to you in there. Some of the most free people you ever met in your life have been in prison. Been there, done that. Some of the best church I've ever been in was in prison. Met Tracy Harris in prison. I tell everybody that all the time. Met Mike Barber in prison. Hallelujah. Let's bring those prayer requests down. It's been a great night. And thank you, Andy. Y'all do great. And that song, both of those songs you played tonight, were, keep them on the short list up there. This is the air I breathe.
Yeah.
We're breathing God's kingdom air tonight. It's not just oxygen and that kind of stuff. Uh-oh, we got the A-team up here now. We better straighten up. Huh?
Joey?
Okay. Well, these three ladies are about to lay hands on Joey. And everybody else on this list. And what does the Bible say about laying hands on? They shall, not if, when, but shall. If you ever stand before the judge and he sentences you, you shall serve. You're going to do it. So he shall heal all of these. Let's pray, ladies. Lay your hands on here. Father, oh, Lord, reach down deep tonight. Heal these people. Immediately, Lord, raise them up from the bed of affliction. Raise them up from the disappointments. Raise them up from their fears. Raise them up, Lord God, for being discouraged and disenfranchised and cut off from the land of living, Lord God. Bless them. Raise them up tonight, Lord God. Lord Jesus, your stripes, your punishment, your sacrifice causes these people to be redeemed. You are our cornerstone. You are the foundation rock that everything goes back to. You did it. You said it. You walked out of that grave. You walked out of hell. And we walked out with you. Lord, we give you praise for all this tonight. So lay hands on. That all these people are healed, whole, and well in every area of their life. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Happy days are here again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. They will live and not die. Amen. Tell everybody you love them. I am love. Everybody say, I'm love. You are. If you're in Jesus, you are love. Praise God. That's how we're to live. In love.